Vayter in Shas and Dav Chafei, picking up on Chafei and Madal from the second line, second to last word. So we left off with the discussion where we began on Chavtal on the base of the bottom. The Rav had said that a person says all the fruits of the world should be ushered to me with a Shavua if lower Isi B'der Chazer Ka'ole Mitzrayim. And the Gemara says that Amalei Ravina Ravashi, maybe this person meant Kina de Shumshene Chaza, maybe saw an anthill, and that's what he meant, that 600, like the amount that went out of Mitzrayim is 600,000, that's very possible. And we said, nah, a person doesn't, we don't go according to what he meant, we go according to what we understand. And that's what we started on the top of the page. So Amalei, Ki Mishtaba Adaita Di Dun Mishtaba. When a person swears, he's swearing according to our understanding of the words. V'anon lo maskina nafshei mishumshayim, and we are not thinking about such a thing that means ants. Now, for the Gemara, if I die to the nafshei love and into the mishtaba, is it true a person is not making a shvua according to his own words? Vatani, but we learned in the Braisa that he does. Kishay must be in also when the judges would make him swear. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about a person who's modeb and mixas. Someone goes and he claims, you owe me $100. He goes, no, I only owe you $50. So what's a case like that? He goes, he gives 50 and he has to swear that he doesn't owe him the other 50. So, in a case where they go and make a person swear, Kishimashpino, so, I'm going to say to him, have your day, Shalol Tanai Shabalibcha Adamashpimoscha. You should know that we're not making you swear according to some sort of Tanai, it's in your heart. Like if he says, oh yeah, I swear that I paid him 50 and that not the other 50, you're thinking about some other person, some other place, some other money, some other thing. Al Daltenu Valdas Bezdin. You're swearing according to our Das and according to the Das of Bezdin. La Fugimai, now. What's this coming to exclude? Lava fuga da asiklu l'isikundere v'asiklahon shma zuze. In a case where he gives the person he owes him money, he gives him, you know, gives him wooden pieces of a piece of wood and a piece of chips. And in his mind, he calls them coins, and that's what he's swearing on. But yeah. That's a kina shema mos, he calls a mos. When we gamar al datenu, and since the judges have to say that you're doing it according to our das, mechal dav, and inish the mishtaba like the nafshe, must be that the norm would be that a person would be swearing according to his own das, and supposed to go away and say it. What are you going to say now? Against what were your thoughts? Says gamar, lo. We know that if a person is going according to the simple understanding of what he means to be saying over here, and why the judges over here are speaking up over here, that he goes ahead, la fuke mikanya derava. This is coming to exclude the famous story, what happened with the Cain of Rava. What was the story? There was a guy who was owed money by his friend. Also came into Rava. So he came with the person who lent the money in front of Rava. He said to the borrower, pay me the coins that you owe me. You borrowed money from me. Amalei Pratich. He said, what do you mean? I already paid you. Amalei Rava, im Cain zil shtabalei de prate. Oh, yes, says Rava. So swear that you paid him. He brought a cane. The inside of it was empty. It was a hollow cane. He put coins inside of it. And he came to the basin, and he was leaning on this cane. So he's about to go and swear, and he says to him, can you just hold this cane for me? Right? Because what was his shtick? He's like, yeah, I want to be able to focus and do this, right? Nasav Sefer Torah, he took a Sefer Torah, v'shtabed the pare koma dahavale bidei, and he swore he paid him whatever he had in his hand. Right, so what does that mean over there? Does he give him the money that he owed him? It was in the cane and in his hand. He didn't realize it. Now that guy who was holding it, who was supposedly the one who lent the money, was so angry at this guy was sheker. He understood it. Ahu malva rugas v'tavaleu kanya. He was so angry he smashed the cane. All the coins started falling out onto the floor. Turned out that they actually swore in truth. So the norm is that a person has a mind, whatever we all have a mind. But we got to, cross T's, dot the I's, know what's going down over there. But still, is it not so that a person swears according to his own understanding? I'll show you a bright sub in Yehusa that shows that is the case. Or maybe not Michusa, but the Tanya was going to buy so. Chemitzin and Moshe Rabbeinu, we are still fine by Moshe Rabbeinu. Kishishbia is Yisrael by Arvas Moav. When he was making Bnei Yisrael go and swear by Arvas Moav, this is when they were going to go, and this is talking about when they were giving Chizuk to accept the Torah. Amalam, he says, Have Yodim, Shlo Daitchem and Yimishbia Deschem. You should know that not according to your own understanding am I making you swear. El al dati val dasamakam. My das and dasamakam. Shedemar, Velo itchem levadchem. Now, it says, let's break it down to get the question here. My Amalu Moshe Lisa, what's he saying? Lav Halki Karmelu is saying the following dilma vidutun mile. Maybe you're going to do things that are going to go against the Torah. The Bach goes and throws it over here. Dilma avrison mile vamrison al datenu. You're going to go and you're going to go against Torah. Vamrison al datenu, you're going to say that you didn't go against the Shvua according to our own understanding of the words. Mishum Hachi, because you made up some of your own understanding. Mishum Hachi Amarlu, Al Dati. Therefore, he says that he should know that it's Al Dati that you're swearing Lafuke Mai. It's coming to exclude what? La Lafuke da Asik Shma, Lavodas Kuchav Meloka. Is it not to exclude them or to stop them from giving the name of Hashem to a Avodah Zarah? In which case, when they're saying, we'll keep whatever God says, maybe they mean whatever the Avodah Zarah, so to speak, says. It says, Gemara, Mechlal, David, Inishta, Mishtaba, Daita, Dinapse. What do you see? Straight up, there is such a thing. A person is doing it from his own das. Says, Gemara, Lo, Avodah Zkuchavim, Ikra, Eloka. The Pasuk says that Hey, let me read all the pasuk. It says, "Lo yitchem levatchem enochi kori." Says a bris hazos v'esal hazos. Rather, what says next pasuk? Ki es yeshdom po imanu ayom ilayom lefnei Hashem Elokeinu v'esasher inenu po imanu ayom. And sorry, when it comes to avodah zarah, avodas kochav mikra eloka. D'chsev v'chol elokei. Sorry, eloha, because it says v'chol elohei mitzrayim, and therefore you wouldn't say you wouldn't be able to pull a shtick like that. Says the Gemara, I velashba yason de kaimisun mitzvos. Gemara goes further and says, well, hold on a second. The Moshe should have just had them swear to say, yason de kaimisun mitzvos. You guys are going to keep the mitzvos. Why you have to go out of your way to say this concept of you have to listen to Hashem and po ayom and po ayom? Why are you going to this whole spiel over here? Just say keep mitzvos, which means the mitzvos of the Torah. Clearly, then, it must be the reason you didn't do that is because you're worried that maybe a person will go according to his own shavuos. Mashva. And so the Gemara, no, mashma mitzvos hamelech, because that could mean the mitzvos of the king, which in other words doesn't mean of Hashem, but rather just means of whoever the king is. Rashi says, shebeparsha som tosim alecha melech, sheish sham mitzvos, because they have sheish mitzvos. Says, okay, velashba yason demikaimisun kol mitzvos. You should have said that you should keep all the mitzvos, right? Which would include also the mitzvahs of Hashem. It wouldn't just be for the king. Masha mitzvah tzitzis. That could mean maybe tzitzis. Damar mar. Shkula mitzvah tzitzis is going to call mitzvah Shabbat Torah. The mitzvahs of tzitzis is equal to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. We're not done because we still, again, don't forget what we're trying to do over here. Let's get back on the map. We're trying to show that a person maybe would swear his own Lashonos. And we say, nah, it wouldn't be. But then the Gemara keeps asking, then why would the Pasuk or Moshe Rabbeinu be so explicit? You could just say, you know, not so explicit and we'll know what it's talking about. So we say, V'laspa yason demikaimisun Torah. Then you should have had them swear that you will fulfill the Torah. Which would mean what? It's coming to tell you that... exactly what it's saying. He wouldn't have thought differently. Says the Gemara, no, mashma Torah achas, because that can mean that there's only one Torah, meaning just Torah Shabbosav or just Torah Shabbal Peh. And that's a word, in this case, let's say it's just Torah Shabbosav. I, velashbi yason de mekaimisun toros, make them swear, you will keep the toros. Mashma Torah mincha, Torah chatas, Torah ashim. Then it sounds like just karbanos, because those are called toros. Okay, velashbi yason de mekaimisun toros umitzvos. Torah and mitzvos, no Torah mashma, Torah hamilcha, mitzvos mashma, mitzvos hamelch. Then we would think again, like we saw the same problem as before. So it's going to velishba yason de mekaimisun Torah kula. Then say that you swear that you're going to keep the entire Torah, and then we know this means of the Torah. Torah kula mashma avodas kochavim, because the entire Torah can mean specifically that. Against avodah zarah, etanya chamura avodas kochavim shekola kofar ba keilu mode ba Torah kula. That is that avodah zarah is very very chamor because somebody who doesn't do that who goes against that is like somebody who keeps the emes of the entire Torah. Okay, final attempt. Vilashba yason, make them swear the mekaimisun avodas kochavim v'Torah kula. That they're going to uphold and keep, fulfill all the mitzvahs against Avodah Zarah and the entire Torah. Inami sheish meos u'shloshes mitzvahs, or let him say 613 mitzvahs, and then clearly we're talking about the Torah itself, and therefore that would have made Moshe Rabbeinu's statement of that we have to go and do such a thing, according to my understanding, you wouldn't have had to say such a thing, unless we taka would think that someone who's making a swear would go and give his own meaning to the words he uses. Ah, kasha, says Gemara, Ela Moshe Rabbeinu milsa delo tricha nakat. Itaka didn't have to do this, but he did it because it was the easiest way to get across the message that he wanted to get across. And no, you have no right to say that a person is going to go ahead and swear according to his own lashon. All righty then. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah. Im lo ra'isi nachash kikaris b'sabad. If I didn't see a snake like the beam of an olive press. Now this is a second example of a neder, which is a neder havai, which is exaggerative. Says the Gemara. Now, why are you saying this is called exaggeration, velo, but there's no snakes that are like the beam of an olive press? In other words, what does that mean? The beam of an olive press is very, very big. There's no huge snakes. Of course there's huge snakes. There was a snake that was known, people knew, during the times of Shavur Malka, the king Shavur. They used to throw 13 stablefuls of hay that it would eat, and it would go and it would swallow it. It was a huge one, bigger than that of an olive press. Amar Shmuel Bitaruf, what he meant by saying that statement is that it was ridged, is that it had on it, it was, as the Ran explains, Asoy Bikaim, it had these like ridges along it. Says the Gemara, so what's the problem? Just like the beam of an olive press also has such a thing. Says the Gemara, but Kulo Nachshim Mitrof Tzrifi, but all of them are ridged. They all have ridges. So like, what are you talking about? It says, no, Agabo Taruf Kaminon. We're talking about that he's saying that the snake had it on its back. Now, it's ridged generally where? By the throat, but not by the rest of the body. Here it's saying it's like on the back also. So that can't be true. The fact that Gemara, Velisni Taruf. If the Mishnah wanted to say that he's saying such a statement, that he saw a snake whose back was ridged like that of an olive press, so let us just say that straight up, that it's ridged. Why is he saying like the beam of an olive press? Milsav agav orche kamashmon. It's a milsa, it's a thing. Agav, get it? Agav in the back, like the back of the snake. And agav orche. Along the way, it's coming to teach us the koras b'sabad gabutar. If the back of the koras b'sabad of the olive press is ridged, who cares? If you're going on lomer lecha mocher koras b'sabad lechaver, if someone's going and selling koras b'sabad to his friend, igabutarif in. If it's a tarif, then it's a good sale. V'lo, and if not, then it's not a good sale. So you can't rip someone off. Beep. Turn the page. Zok the new Mishnah over here, Dav Chaf Hamer Beis. We're going back to our Mishnah on Chaf Amud Beis, and now we're going to the third of those that don't even need to be, you know, annulled, and that is Nidre Shgagos. That's something like done b'shogeg. Now, what is that? Nidre Shgagos. Imachalti v'im shasisi. A person says that this thing will be konim to me if I eat or if I drink today. V'niska shalcha v'shasa. And then he remembered that he ate or he drank that day. Since at the time of the neder, he had thought that he didn't eat or drink, therefore he wasn't actually intending on making this thing us into him. So he says, let's say this piece of paper is konon to me. He picks up a piece of paper. This is going to be konon to me if I eat or drink. And he's like, ridiculous, because I didn't eat or drink. Then he remembers, oh my gosh, I did eat or drink. So he didn't have in mind, he didn't have a libo bepiv shava, right? So therefore, he's off the hook over there, and it's done memela. Another example, Shani Ochel Vashani Shosa. He says that this thing, this piece of paper, is going to be konim to me if I eat or if I drink today, meaning afterwards. And he's like, I'm not going to eat a drink. Vashachli forgets. Vachel Vashata. And he eats and he drinks. He's like, oh, whoops, there it is. And he ate a drink. So he forgot about the nether at the time that the nether actually occurred, when he actually ate. So then what happens is it doesn't happen because he didn't mean to actually have that happen. So even though it hadn't already taken effect like the first case, but it was all done b'shogeg. Next example, Amar Konam Ishti Nenesli. He says, Konam, my wife would be, that my wife should get hana from me, Shaganva es kisi v'shehiksa es bini, because she stole my wallet or because she hit my kid. V'noda shalokis, and it turns out that it didn't happen. V'noda shaloganva, she didn't hit the kid, she didn't steal the thing. So therefore, it's done. Fourth example, Ra osa nochlin te'inim. He saw this group of people that were eating his figs. V'amare aleichem karban. He says that the figs would be a karban to you. If it's us, it's you like a karban. V'nimsu aviv v'achiv. Then he found out that it was his father and his brother that were involved in this. And here's one of Aser's father and brother from eating his stuff. And there's other people with him. So what happens? This is a type of neder b'shogeg in reference to his father and his brother, but not in reference to the others. The question is, what would be the deal in such a circumstance? That the father, the brother are going to be mutter, but the other people that are with them, they're going to be aser. He says, nine, both of them are going to be mutter. Everyone's allowed to eat it here. The Ran explains what's Pshan Beis Hillel. Mishum de neder shehuter miksaso. If you untie a little bit of it, then huter kulo, whether the whole thing falls apart, like we'll see in the Gemara. And he continues and says, "Umutar and the Gemutar feel below Sheila, even without annulling it." Kamar kedarmina bereishpirken the kula arba nidarim ein sricha Sheila chacham. All these things don't need a Sheila. Zok the Heilige Gemara Tana kishem shenidra shkagos mutar. Just like nidra shkagos are mutar, kach shavuos shkagos mutar. So too shavuos are also going to be with a shogeg. They're going to be mutaris. Hechi domen shavuos shkagos. What's considered a shavuos? That's shogeg. Kigon Rav Kahana Rav Asi. Like the case of Rav Kahana Rav Asi. They were both Tamidim of Rav, and each one says something different than Rav had said, and they both swear on it. One says, I swear this is what he said. The other says, no, I swear this is what he said. Not the same, the opposite. Right now, what happened was, each one of them is, according to what they're saying, they're doing properly. Turns out, though, obviously one of them is going to be wrong. That's not something which needs any sort of she'ela, because they were just going according to what they understood. Viter is like the next part of the Mishnah. Ra'o Sarochel, let's say he sees them, they're eating his figs, and he says they're usher to them, and it turns out his father and brother are part of them. B'Shamay's Hillel. B'Shamay said the father and brother are going to be mutter, but the rest of them are going to be usher. But the Hillel says, no, once you matter a little bit, the whole thing's off. Tinana, so we have a Mishnah later on in Sabach Vav. Poschim Shabbosos Reven Tovim. We're able to be a Pesach to get out of a neder with the concept known as Shabbos and Yontif. This is talking about a case where someone goes and makes a neder, and they say it's going to be usher for them to have meat or wine for the whole year. Now, we know that Shabbos and Yontif was part of that year, so we say to the guy, if you would have known that it is usher to dafka go ahead and suffer on Shabbos and Yontif, would you have made this neder? If he says that he wouldn't have, then what's it then? Then we could say, we could believe him, and we say, all right, you're off the hook. Now, Barishona, originally what they would say is, Hayu Omrim, Osan Yom Mutarin, just Shabbos and Yontav is going to be Mutar. Ushakal Yom Asir, but the rest of it is going to be Asir. Acha Rabbi Kiva Velima, until Rabbi Kiva came and he taught, Nedesh Hutter Mixasso, Hutter Kulo. Once a little bit of his Mutar is opened up, is gone, the rest of it is as well. Amar Rabbi explains, the Kuli Alma, everybody agrees, B'Shamay B'Sil, Al Kuli Chadda Amar, everything I would have said. Ilua Yisio Deh Sha'aba B'Nechem, had I known that my father was part of this group here, Hayisa Omer, then I would have said the following. I would have kept my original statement and said, Kulchem Asurim, Chutz Me'Aba, except for father. The Kulon Asurim V'Avim Mutar. In such a case, if that's what he would have said, then everyone agrees, even B'Shamay and Beis Hillel are both going to say that everyone's going to be Aser, even Beis Hillel would say, V'Avim Mutar, and the father is only the father's going to be Mutar. Lo Nechlu Omer El V'Omer, where's the Machlokas of Beis Hillel? Only when it says, Ilu Asi Yodea Shabbanecha, if I don't know my father's with you, then Ha'isi Omer, I would have said, Ploni Uploni Asurim, that would have changed the way that I spoke before, and I would have said that only you guys are Aser. The Abba Mutter and my father is Mutter. B'Shamay must not hold of this principle that of a neder that is a little bit batal, then the whole thing is batal. And Basil said that it is. So therefore, this is what the Machlokas is when they change the whole wording over here. And then Basil will say, sorry, you got rid of a little bit, you got rid of the whole thing. And B'Shamay say, no, I now am saying that my father is good, but the rest of them are going to be usher. Beep, turn the page. Chaf Vav. Rava understands the machlokas differently. For Rava, Amar the Kuli Am everyone agrees. Kol Hichad Amar Ilo Yisio De Shabbat Ichvanu. My father was between. It was amongst you. Hayinu Omer. I would have said. And now it switches it. Right. It was said. Ploni Asun V'Aba Mutter. That all the you guys are Asun Abba's Mutter. Kula Mutar. And everyone would be Mutter in such a case. Right. Because what happened over here? He changes the whole formula of the way he spoke over here. And everyone's going to agree that Ned there is nullified only partially. In such a case, if it's partially nullified, the whole thing becomes nullified. Lo nechlu ela b'omer, where is the machlokas? In the case of Ilu Yisrael, Hashem b'necha b'nu, my father's with you, Yisrael Omer would have said, kulchem asurim, like he said originally, chutz me'aba, except for father. So Beis Hillel would say that even in that case, that this nether is nullified entirely, and Beis Shammai would say that, no, it's not. So what exactly is the machlokas? Beis Shammai savri, savri la ki Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shami holds like Rabbi Meir, the Amar Tfos Loshin Rishon, that we hold on to the first statement that he had said. A person is grabbed on, we grab hold of the end of his words. So the way that Rav understands it is that even Bishame or Maskim, that a neder that is batal miktsaso, is batal, the whole thing is gone. But Bishame, where is the machlokes Sham Beis Hillel? Only in a case where he would have added to it, except for my father, that's considered a partial, whether it's partially nullifying the nether or not. Bishamai, who say we only go according to the main thing, the original thing that was said, so they don't say that this partial nullification of the nether is, they don't call this partial nullification. Bais Hillel, who look at the secondary statement which is said, they do say such a thing. This machlokas comes up in various, more than one place in Shas, about whether it's Tfos Loshon Rishon and Tfos Loshon Acharon. And that, my friends, is where we are going to stop for the day. We're going to continue on by challenging part of this tomorrow. Okay, so we're going to stop over here and wish all y'all a great, great day.